In time, you will know what it's like to lose.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Willie V. You know me. Here with the second edition of Solo Sunday, which is basically a way for me to put out more content and me to just me alone, solo, on a Sunday, to just kind of talk about some of my feelings aside from everything else. So this week I wanted to talk about the 4th of July, which is next Saturday. So a perfect time to do this. I wanted to talk about Independence Day, which is probably one of the most important days in American history. It was the day that the United States of America came to full tuition. The day that we broke away from the British colonies. The day that Don't Tread on Me actually meant something. Still does to a lot of folks. We'll call these folks the silent majority because that's what we are. We're not out here whining and crying about everything going on in the world. We understand that our past has some bad shit that has happened. We understand that this nation is not perfect. We understand that there still needs to be change done. Some people think that whining and crying is the only way to do something like that, to get it done. Be offended by everything you hear, see, and read. But I don't think that's quite the right approach. If you want change, you need to shoot out your own ideals. What are the policies you would like? Contact your senators and your governors, your congressmen and women. I don't need to go into the whole spiel on that. But I do want to talk about our independence. The day that this nation became the nation that it is today. Yes, there were a lot of bad things that happened. There was a lot of unfairness and inequalities along the line. But we must not forget the past. Because the past is what makes you who you are now. The past shows us what we should not do or never allow again. The past is what built this country. And I know it's easy for someone like me to say that. It is, right? But in all reality, none of us alive today had to really deal with a lot of past hardships. Not saying that there weren't hardships along the way. And that people didn't experience unfairness and inequality, even in our lifetime. It's there. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. I should take that back. There is something we can do about it. But we have to be smart about it. We have to hit it strategically. Because you cannot erase hate from someone's heart. And that is a very unfortunate thing. You need to suppress the hate and try to eradicate it the best way you can. And I think the majority of the people in this country agree that there still needs to be work done. I think the majority of those people in the country agree that the past had some very bad repercussions. Because it is hard. You know, the thing is, it is hard to forget the past and everything you hear in the history books and everything like that. But trying to erase the past, I don't think that's going to help anything. I don't think reparations of any type is going to help anything. I don't think what we need is universal change for everybody in equal opportunity, which this country has always had equal opportunity. How many immigrants have come to this country and started a life? I think the reason for that is because people come from another country and they see a different perception of the United States. See, if you're born here in the United States, you're accustomed to everything. You're used to seeing what you see. If you're in the ghettos of the United States or in the high class areas of the United States, and that's all you know. You think, well, it can't get any worse than this, or it can't get any better than this. But that simply isn't true, because the slums or the ghetto in another country, a poorer country, a third world country, would make our ghettos look like the high class areas or the middle class areas that we live in now. The fact of the matter is that a lot of us Americans born on this soil, a lot of us Americans that have lived here our entire lives, we take this nation for granted. I really believe that. We take for granted the men and women who fight for this country, the men and women who've died for this country. And you know what a lot of these people are doing? You're shitting on those people. You're shitting on the immigrants that built a life here. You go and you vandalize shit. You vandalize memorials of men and women who fought for this country. Black, white, brown, yellow, blue, pink, purple. All of them across the board have fought and died for this country. But yet, you stay. A lot of these protests I'm seeing, a lot of these advocates I'm seeing are very contradictory. So there's more at play here. There really is. I don't know what the playbook is yet, but I'm keeping my eyes open. And a lot of people are. A lot of people are. We're seeing something happening here. And shit's not adding up. And I don't think tearing down statues will be the end all be all. What is that? Oh, you tear down a statue. And I get it. Some of these statues may have some bad shit behind them too. But some of them don't. A lot of these statues don't. You're seeing people vandalizing statues of like good Americans. You know? And don't come at me with this whole like, well, it's strange how we can never remember history without statues. And then there's like a meme of like Nazi Germany tearing down their shit. When you compare the United States to Nazi Germany, you're fucking outrageous. That's one extreme to the another. Left, right, and center. That is one extreme to the another, and it's fucking stupid. The United States is nothing like Nazi Germany. And it never will get that way, because we've seen what it does. We've read about what it does. We've seen footage about what that does. And I like to think that the majority of Americans are a lot smarter than that. And a lot smarter and a lot more compassionate. That's the word I was looking for. Because, you know, being out in the general public, doing what I do for my shoot job, you know, I come in contact with a lot of people, immigrants. Again, going back to the immigrants that came to this country and built a life for themselves. And a lot of them have a better life than I do. But should I hold that against them? Fuck no. They seen opportunities. They took the opportunities. Equal opportunity, not equal outcome. And that's what people need to realize. Some people are going to bust their ass and they're only going to make it so far and they're going to hit a road bumps. But the harder you push and the harder you work, the more successful of an outcome you're going to have. But you got to believe that. You have to believe that. You know? But this country is nothing like Germany in the 1930s and 40s. And it won't be. Because the majority of us are smarter than that. And we know better. And we won't allow that to happen. But it's getting to a boiling point. We're going to have to stop whatever movement these, I don't know who the hell they are, whether it's the BLM or the anti-Antifa guys or whether it's some other government conspiracy behind it all. I don't know. None of us do. But this getting to an extreme tipping point. And I'm not getting on here saying all liberals and lefties are bad or anything like that. I'm saying extremes on both ends of the spectrum here. Whether you're extreme left or extreme right, we need common ground. We don't need extremism. We don't need extremists. We don't need that. But there is getting to a point here where we need the figures. Something needs to give. I'm hearing reports of them wanting to get rid of Mount Rushmore. No. No, you can't erase American history. I'm sorry. And I honestly feel the majority of people feel the same way. You can't erase American history. I mean, I personally, I'm a little bitter about that because I really would like to see Mount Rushmore for myself in real life because I think that's fucking cool. But if they pass this petition to blow it up and I don't get to see it, I'm going to be pissed. Okay, maybe that is a selfish way of thinking, but I don't give a shit. There's a lot I want to see. I want to go to the Lincoln Memorial and I want to go to Washington, D.C. I've never been there. I'd really like to go. But I don't want to go there with the erased history version of Washington, D.C. I'm hoping that at some point here, we can all just find a common ground. You know what? And I think we can if we all just listen to each other, but nobody wants to listen to each other. Everybody's pissed off right now. I get it. There's a lot of crazy shit happening in the world. I mean, everybody went crazy with the COVID. Everybody was locked down for 3 or 4 months. That sucked. That in itself is going to drive somebody mad. Your kids can't, you know, they weren't able to go to school and be social. They weren't able to hang out with their friends or go to the parks or beaches. So everybody's kind of in their own way just going mad. And it's just, if we could just get the top world leaders from both sides, not world leaders, nation leaders, to sit down at a panel and just agree on something. We need is moderates. We need moderates. We need moderate lefts. We need moderate rights. But all in all, and this is looping back around to Independence Day, the reason why we're allowed to go out and rip down statues, the reason why we're allowed to carry our guns, the reason why we are allowed to speak our minds, to go to college, to find jobs with equal opportunity, the reason why we have that, the reason why you can go out, get a business loan, and start your own business doing whatever service you'd like, and almost, in some cases, charging the amount you prefer, depending on what service and how detailed these services are, it all goes back to Independence Day, when this became the United States of America. Liberty for all. A lot of people don't like the capitalist system. Without capitalism, there's no free market. If you don't have capitalism, you cannot be that immigrant who comes to this country and then builds a life around a business or even a degree or qualifications and licensing that make you be able to come into this country and live a prosperous life. The nation needs work, and I think everyone can agree on that. But there are some things that aren't broken, and they don't need to be fixed. So those are my thoughts. Take it with a grain of salt. Feel how you feel about it. Just my own opinions. And, you know, I love my country. I stated on the last episode of the Solo Sunday, the Father's Day episode, you know, my dad fought for this country. You know, I grew up in a household that took pride in the nation. My dad took pride in his service. And feel what you feel about the Vietnam War. It is what it is. I'm not saying it was a good war, but those men and women, they had a job. They went over there and they did their job. A lot of them had bigger balls than half of us alive right now. And I'll say it to your face. Half the people bitching about shit right now, you don't even have the balls to do what these men and women did. And in World War II, in the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Iraqi War, Desert Storm, none of you have the balls. And whether you believe, okay, I'm not saying that the reasoning behind all these wars were always justified or that they always had good outcomes or that they were all beneficial. But let's face it, war is money, right? And that's what it all is about. And I'm not saying I agree with every aspect of this. You know, that's another episode that I can dive deeper into, but the fact is, I don't even have the balls to do what they did. I don't. And I can admit that. To volunteer to fight for a cause that you don't necessarily support or care about takes balls. It does. And I'm not, I mean, I know World War II is different. A lot of Americans cared about that war, and a lot of Americans signed up to go do it. Now, Vietnam was a whole other thing. But the ones that didn't burn their draft cards and the ones that were like, you know what, fuck it. I'm not going to run. It is what it is. It's my country and they need me for whatever reason it is. And they went out and did it. They got balls. Now I know. Now I know that I don't have the right, what was I saying? Like, I admit that I don't have to the cojones to do what these people had to do, but at least I can admit that on my end, you know. I'm no superhero. I'm no badass. Oh shit, the mic came unplugged here. But yeah, anyways, to anybody who out there who maybe may have served in anything, any war, any even if you didn't serve in a war and you just signed up, because when you sign up, when you enlist, you're putting your name out there to, I mean, if shit hits the fan, you're on that list. You got to do what you got to do. I just want to extend my gratitude and thank you for having bigger balls than me. So enough about balls. I feel like I said balls a lot there. But just maybe some of you should sit back and think about what country you really live in right now. Is it really that bad? Some areas are. Oh, yeah. They are. And those areas are run by a certain type of government. They're run by a certain governmental party. And I'm another episode. I'll get into that too, maybe. But I think we can know where I'm going there. But not every place is. And if the place you live in is bad and that bad, make a change. It's up to you. Don't stay there. If you're in the slums and it sucks, get out. I know it's easier said than done sometimes. It is. But make efforts to get out. I don't know what those efforts are, what you need to do it. But take steps to do that. Better your life situation. And it's easier said than done. I know. I am still myself, as just an average Joe, I am still trying to better my situation. And I just keep trying. And I keep doing that. Just push forward. You know, persevere. And the most important thing is time. And time you can't get back. So Instead of worrying about what you don't have necessarily, be thankful for what you do have. Be thankful for your time on earth and make the most of it. You don't have to have the best of the best. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to drive a brand new car. Just make the most of it because you can. You are an American citizen and you can do whatever you want to do. So I encourage that. And, I'll wrap it up here. Those are my thoughts. Thank you guys for listening. I hope maybe something, you know, correlated with you there. And happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. And God bless America.